The Iowa Convocation. Like the meeting in Wisconsin, Smith reported that the one in Iowa was a good and blessed season for those assembled. The attendance of brethren was not so large as in Wisconsin, but on first day the attendance of those without was even greater, there being about 1,500 people on the ground. Smith told the readers of the review that the brethren in the state considered the cause to be in a better condition than at any previous time. Apostasy had taken out a number of members not firmly grounded in the message. The outlook for Iowa was hopeful. During this gathering, the conference president, 33-year-old George I. Butler, was ordained to the ministry. He had served well since his election to that office, taking the place of B.F. Snook, who had apostatized. While at Pilot Grove, Ellen White wrote the rather extensive article for the review answering questions on the health reform vision, her writing on health, and what she had been shown concerning the reform dress, etc. This was published in the review of October 8, 1867.